Back up.
What time is it?
I still got 10 seconds to get to the dance floor.
Put your hand together on your feet.
It does not make sense. And what is going on?
Back up.
What time is it?
Hello.
Es tiempo para confundir el chango.
My bad.
I hate to do this to you on the air, but if I don't do it on the air, I won't do it off the air because I don't like confrontation. But Randy, why don't you take over for Jerry? And Jerry, why don't you go?
What, Tim?
Why don't you go stand in line early for your video game?
What, Tim? You don't have to kick me out.
Jerry, listen, you're a pain in the ass tonight. You're not doing anything right. You screw up every single commercial break. Randy, will you sit in for him? And Jerry, go get the video game and enjoy it. Take a little vacation early.
Well, I mean, it's going to get me
Jerry,
in trouble.
Out, please.
All right.
I'm tired of it. All right, folks, it is Stump the Monkeys. Malibu Dan is here. He is the monkey. And Sam Simon joins us as well. Nice to see you, dudes. Oh, and then the mic's not on.
Baboo.
Jerry, out. Out. Please get out.
The
and,
tension.
And you know what? And enjoy the rest of the game the rest of the week, if you like. Okay, you guys waiting for some, yeah, video, what is it? Yeah, can we turn Sam's mic on and also Malibu's for this segment? Thanks. There you go. Grand Theft Auto. Grand Theft Auto 4, I guess, comes out. All right, nice to see the two of you, fellas.
Hey, it's good to be seen.
Yes,
you look great, Tim.
Yes, look at the two of you.
Is that a new shirt?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I got it at Kohl's.
Did you
really?
It
was about $19, yeah.
Good for you.
I'm enjoying it. All right, Sam Simon produced Cheers, The Norm Show, Tracy Ullman, The Simpsons. Taxi.
Drew Carey Show.
He's kicked ass. He's made a lot of money.
Yeah. Just signed a deal to do a pilot with Norm Macdonald, a new one.
Really?
Yeah.
Congrats. Mazel tov.
Over at the FX Network.
Yes. Can we let the cat out of the bag about our
Malibu
brainstorming?
I'm pitching myself. For half an hour has been
pitching a
character
sitcom?
He can play.
Look, oh, okay. Every day, every right. week I see Sammy, I always say,
when
I'm not going to pitch myself.
Cross? When he was staring at you? Would you just pass out?
No, he likes the idea. He's considering it.
Get out of here.
No, he's considering it. Just consider it. I'm going to be somebody,
he's,
Tim.
He's selling ads on a span.
Well,
Spanish
first he said he wanted to be the guy with the headset that gets the actors...
Together.
Oh, the first day,
the
second
stage
AD.
Manager, yeah. Or the yeah. AD. All right. Like the worst job.
All right, Danny. Now here's how we do it
the
every
most
Monday.
Organized guy on the side.
I know. Every Monday, we stump this monkey. We ask this guy simple questions, and Sam Simon gives him $100 for every right answer, and takes away $100 for every wrong answer.
Oh, here comes the money.
All right, Malibu Dan.
Oh, let me smell it. You know, I need to make $3,000. I need $3,000 this show.
There's about $3,000 right there.
Because I got a truck.
All right, Malibu Dan, here's the first question.
Yeah.
I need you to name, without effing up.
Okay, so I can take my time now.
I need you to name 7 countries in a row without giving us a city or a state or a continent.
That's a great question.
7
countries in a row. Is it a $200 question?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
7 countries in a row, and don't let us keep you.
Okay. United States of America.
Right.
Europe.
Okay.
Oh, it's a continent. But same thing.
Jesus Christ.
Same thing. What are you talking about?
We need
you. So you want like an Italy versus?
7 countries.
Do you want me to keep on going?
No, you blew it. All right, do you want to now you want to do 10 without it for another 200?
All right, okay.
All right, 10.
Are there 10 that I could think of?
Are there 10 countries?
Can I still use United States of America?
Yes.
Okay.
And
you know
Europe.
Okay.
All right. Europe
it
is
makes
not
one. Still pop up.
United States.
Okay.
Italy.
Okay. I love that those are your first two and then it gets tough.
Germany.
Well, yep. Mm-hmm.
Holland.
Okay.
Well, that's not, not the name of the country.
The Netherlands.
True.
Netherlands.
Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, we'll give you the Netherlands. All
okay.
Right.
It's getting really hot in here.
That's 4. You need 6 more.
I know.
I don't like your odds. 6 countries.
Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Portugal. Why not? Portugal. Sam gave me the green light.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just amazed that you're over in that area.
I don't even know what area it is. I'm just... Okay, here we go.
That's six.
Spain?
Seven.
Okay.
You need three more.
Okay. Just give me a second here. Ooh. India?
Okay.
Right?
That's good, Malibu.
Thank you, Sammy.
That's eight.
Okay, got two more. Okay, think, man. Focus. Just focus. Russia.
Alright.
And I got one more. Right?
There's only two or three left.
Yeah, I know. I'm really trying to find them, too. Okay, hold on.
And they're very small.
And they're teeny, right?
Yeah. If you look at a map, you can barely see them.
Yeah?
This music is a hint.
Africa?
There you go.
Yeah! Well, did I get it wrong?
Of course.
That's wrong.
Oh,
on the last one, he blows it.
That was 200 bucks. An F you, Randy, for playing that.
Now, let me ask you a question.
This is what this. I know exactly where you're going with this, Tim.
All right. Where is your wife from?
Oh, Toronto, Canada.
Canada. Why would you not say Canada?
We're in a fight.
Okay. What is the country that's directly south of the United States of America?
Mexico.
Why would you not say Mexico?
I have a lot of Mexicans in my life right now.
Why would you not say Brazil? Or where's your wife's family from?
Colombia.
Okay.
But like I said, my wife and I are in a huge argument.
Your parents are they travel a lot. Have they been to Israel?
Israel. I'm Jewish.
Have you been to Greece?
Yeah, I've been to Greece.
On your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe this is just a... Should I call it quits early?
Have you heard of France?
Sure. Yeah.
How about the United Kingdom?
No, I was scared to go there. I thought of it.
How about England, Ireland,
but kingdom, the
Scotland.
Word kingdom was so big.
China is in the news.
Well, I know they are.
China's huge.
Didn't
there's a billion point three. There's 1.3 billion people in that country, and you did not... Name them.
Well, I didn't mean to neglect them. I mean, I like their food.
All right. It's frustrating, but he's back to even, I believe. Is that right?
No.
He's down
400. He missed them both.
Oh, he missed them both.
Oh, you mean that was an even draw?
He missed them both. I forgot. Yeah. You got Africa.
I really need to win tonight.
All right. Malibu Dan, what does Baja California stand for?
You got 5 seconds.
Wait a minute. I think we might even give him a longer...
The lower tip of California.
Okay, all right.
Okay, will you give that to me?
That's technically not right, but we'll give it to you, I guess.
Thank you. Southern California.
It's lower.
Lower
California.
Lower California.
Right. Okay.
That's fair.
He gets that question every week. The first time he got close.
Malibu, can you spell the word miniature?
I don't believe
it. No. Okay, no. Miniature.
Yeah.
M-I-N-I... A-T-U-R-E?
That's right.
Hey!
Can you spell cemetery?
C-E-M-E-N-T-A-R-Y.
Wrong.
It is?
Yeah.
Cemetery?
C-E-M-E-N?
Cemetery?
Cemetery. C-E-M-E-T-A-R-Y?
Hey, can I get a pen?
Yeah, here's one. All right, Malibu Dan, who is... you got that wrong. Who is Paul Rubens? Why would you know that name?
Paul Rubens.
Do you know Paul Rubens?
Yeah.
Why would you know Paul Rubens?
That's a great question. Why would I know Paul Rubens?
He's, well, I'll give you a hint. He's in television. He's an actor.
Oh, didn't he just die?
No, he's alive. I'll give you another major hint.
Okay.
He was,
Come on.
He does, well, he's already down 500 or 400, 300.
300.
He did a series for kids.
He played
a character. He didn't play Paul Rubens, he played a character.
Sesame Street? Is he Big Bird?
No, he's
not. No? Who is he?
He's not Big Bird.
Who is he?
Pee-wee Herman.
It's Pee-wee Herman.
Well, come on. Paul Rubens? If you would have said the guy that, you know, peeled one out in a movie theater, then I would have said, oh, Paul Rubens.
You probably would have said Captain Kangaroo.
Hey,
Malibu. What state, you know the Kansas City Chiefs are a football team?
Yes, sir.
What state do they play in?
Kansas.
That is exactly right. Wait, is it?
Is it not? Am I wrong?
Wait, what was the question?
What state
do the Kansas City Chiefs play in?
Oh, Kansas City Chiefs. Okay.
Did I get it right?
No.
No.
Well, what's the answer?
Well, you want to play a little bit? Yeah, I think that's a tough one for. But the Kansas City is divided into two states.
Yeah, Missouri and Kansas.
Yeah, like you knew that. All right. All right, Malibu Dan. What number? We'll give you two shots at this.
Okay. Okay.
Three shots at it. What number does Kobe Bryant wear on his jersey? Fairly popular basketball player here in Southern California.
I think it's the number one jersey.
Is it 34?
That's wrong.
Is it 43?
That's wrong.
Is it 32?
That's wrong.
Is it 23?
That's wrong.
46?
Wrong.
47?
Wrong.
It's a one-digit number.
No, now he went to the two-digit number. He went from he left 8. Yeah, now he's a different number.
Is he at 18?
No, he's not 18.
How about throw me a bone and give me a hint? Like, is it in the 20?
It's higher than 20 and lower than 30. How about this? I'll give you a major hint.
Okay.
It's higher than 23, lower than 25.
24.
Yes!
Yes!
Now, if you would have said that was Jeff Gordon's number,
yeah,
then I would have been able to tell you.
He was number 8, but I don't know why he changed, I guess, for merchandise, right?
Yeah,
I guess that's
what do you mean? They can make enough 8 jerseys?
No, I mean, people are now going to buy number 24 with him on it.
Yeah, right? But... Oh, okay, I get it. So he just keep on swapping
keep
numbers.
Switching it, yeah.
Hey.
Yes, enjoy himself.
Think about it. You know, I went to the playoff game on Wednesday.
Is that right?
I sure did.
Did you
see Kobe?
Yeah. I did. And that's like, I was thinking, what number? And there was a part where he's like holding up his jersey.
Right.
But I could have sworn it was 34, but it was 24.
All right, I'll ask you another question, a basketball question. You a big basketball fan?
No.
We went to a playoff game.
Yeah,
but the tickets were free. And
There was a big rivalry in the 80s between the Los Angeles Lakers and an East Coast team.
Clippers.
Oh.
What's wrong?
Oh.
That at least was a good guess.
That's a horrible guess.
What city do the Clippers play in?
New York.
You're stupid.
Are you talking about the New York Knicks?
No.
Well, then I'm out. I don't know any other teams.
But where do the Clippers play? What part of New York do they play in?
Brooklyn?
No. Where's the basketball team, the Clippers? Where do they play?
Which
part of New York?
I don't know.
Where do you think they play?
Well, Manhattan. Madison Square Garden.
No. It's not that far. It's pretty far from Madison.
It is?
Yeah.
Is it like... But it's not as far as Syracuse.
No, it's further than that.
Oh. Really?
Is it... you know what?
Where do the Clippers play?
Maybe the Clippers don't even play in New York?
Ooh. Now we're on to something.
Maybe they're not even a team.
The Clippers aren't even a team?
Maybe they're in cartoons.
Are they honeybees? Well, where are they? Isn't there a Clipper basketball? Oh, are they Anaheim?
No, but you're getting close.
Los Angeles?
Yes.
Are there our team?
They play in the Staples Center, a-hole.
Then what about the Lakers?
They also play in the Staples Center.
No, dude, you're lying to me. You can't share the Staples Center
with
another basketball team.
I don't know how
Did the Ducks share with the Kings?
I don't know how you get here on Mondays. I really don't. I don't know how you find this place every Monday.
My wife drove me, and she's waiting outside.
You have, like, breadcrumbs?
Skittles? my rainbow-colored Skittles on the ground?
Oh, Malibu,
hey,
Dan.
But I don't understand. The Kings and the Ducks don't share a deal.
Right, not everybody shares one.
Well, they should, because it's nice to share.
All right, Malibu Dan is a full-blown monkey.
Yeah.
And we're...
Have you gotten one right?
I don't think so.
I'm not on a good... I know, I really want to win, too.
You emailed me that you felt smart tonight.
Well, I
felt... Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes, Doug, I felt smart earlier today.
Who are the three baseball teams that play in Southern California?
Okay, here we go. Now we're playing.
And you've been asked this, honestly, four times.
You're right.
That I've been...
I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Let's start with the hardest... The Padres.
Okay.
The Angels.
Right.
And the Dodgers.
There you go.
Hey!
I tell you, you're on a roll.
No, well, let's just say I feel hot right now. Keep it coming.
All right. Who is Bill O'Reilly? Why would you know that name?
Here we go.
Why would you know that name?
He's a coach.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, he's a coach.
No.
He's not a coach?
No.
Oh, the O'Reilly factor. He's a, that's right. Okay.
Why wouldn't you pause and think about it?
No, why? Because I was going on the sports.
Oh, I see. We
director. Yeah,
you're thinking of Pat O'Reilly.
Yeah, I was thinking of Pat O'Reilly. That's exactly correct. Yeah, okay.
The coach for the New York Clippers.
Right. Yeah. And sometimes just called Pat Riley, too. Right.
Well, if you don't know his middle name, hello.
Oh, Danny, I feel like either kissing you or punching you in the face.
I know. I know. I appreciate it.
I think I need to hold you. I think you need to be held right now.
And also, you answer so quickly.
Well, all right, you know what? I'll slow it down the second segment.
All right, name one person who ever played for the Anaheim Angels. Name one person who's ever played for that team.
Anaheim Angels?
Yeah, for the Angels. The California Angels, the Anaheim Angels, the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles.
Of Anaheim.
No, one person's ever wore...
Mike Piazza.
Oh, God.
What's wrong? Piazza didn't play for the Angels?
No.
Okay, you name one person.
You want another shot at it?
No. Hey, did Tommy Lasorda ever play for the Dodgers?
I don't think so.
Huh, okay.
I think he went right into coaching. I think he was, no, I don't think he played.
No?
No. Huh. Doug DeSense, we'd have taken that.
No, yeah, okay.
All right, Malibu Dan is with us. He
Malibu,
is the monkey.
You're down $800.
He's down $800, man. This is not going
well.
I'll make it back. And you know what? Malibu Dan went out of his way today to email us saying he felt especially smart today.
Bring some money, Sam, and he's brought so much.
All right, the monkey is with us. Malibu Dan and Sam Simon, who is not even close to
losing
either starting to worry about releasing any of his dough to Malibu Dan.
I actually went on the internet and I did a little research and I had some good questions and now I just save them.
No, save
now
them.
It's just
SFA.
Like, you know, where are you is one of them. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710.
Down 800, Malibu.
Down 800 bucks. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Simon's with us and Malibu Dan the Monkey live on 97.1 Free FM.
I'll be there curling some 12-ounce boozes. Here we go. B-A-N-N-N-A-N-A-N-A. Okay.
What the hell is that?
Did you know?
Trying to spell bananas?
Yeah, did you know the hip song that everyone's singing?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Simon is with us, major producer in Hollywood. And
major.
Malibu Dan, a major monkey in Hollywood.
Major. Big
and
studs.
We're trying to stump this guy, man.
I'm succeeding at it, I would say.
What am I down? $800 bucks.
You're down $800.
No big deal.
All right, let's talk to Mark in Ontario. You got a question for the monk?
Yeah, I just wanted to know. My daughter is 4 years old. How many months old is she?
Great question.
Oh, that's good. Okay, give me one second here. Do you have a pen?
No.
Oh, for God's sake!
You should be able to boom it out. You should be able to. You should be able.
Is it 48 months?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I wonder if you would have missed it if you had the pen.
Malibu, what comes on a BLT?
Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. I prefer wheat myself.
All right. And real quickly, the Los Angeles Lakers just defeated the Denver Nuggets 107-101. So the Los Angeles Lakers sweep that series 4-0. And they'll probably start next week with their new series. So
but
congratulations.
They play next week.
Probably the Clippers.
I hope so.
No, I don't know. It's going to be...
Can that happen?
Not this year.
It cannot happen
this year. It cannot happen this year.
No, it cannot happen.
All right. Malibu Dan, who is known as the Man in Black? There was a movie about him as well.
The Man in Black?
Yeah. Country singer.
I want to... Okay. I think I was asked this, wasn't I?
Maybe. I mean, I don't live with you.
Sarah said to me, "Hey Dan, yeah, buddy,
who's the man in black?
Oh, Sarah, I don't know.
Big country singer.
You're right.
He's dead. He's no longer with us.
Did he die recently?
I don't know. 4 years ago.
Was he also an actor?
Yes.
He acted a little bit.
John Wayne.
There you go.
Hey, you know what? I heard that his house in Newport Beach
it's
sold
not
for
John
the-
Wayne.
It's not?
No. Here's a song.
I hear the train coming. It's
Johnny Cash.
Yeah!
Cash it!
Yeah. And Malibu.
Yeah.
Who, the Lakers just defeated a team in the playoffs. What's the name of that?
Denver Nuggets.
Oh, okay. Yes, Malibu Dan.
Although that was a good question, though, Sam.
I have to tell you.
All
right, what city is known as the Mile High City?
Washington, Seattle. Seattle, Washington.
Washington, Seattle.
Well, Seattle, Washington. It's Seattle, right?
Well, yeah,
you're stupid.
No, man.
What do they mean about when they say Mile High?
But hold on one sec. I have to get that. Because I was right. It's Washington, Seattle, Seattle, Washington.
Darling.
Seattle's a city. Washington's a state.
Sweetheart, what does Mile High mean?
That's a mile above sea level.
And where is Seattle?
Really far up north in Washington.
How much? What do you think the elevation of Seattle is?
Am I winning any money?
Well, let me ask you. What do you think the elevation of Seattle is?
Well, it's a mile above sea level. So the question would be then, how much is a mile above sea level?
Well, it's like 5,400 feet.
Did he win?
No, but it's odd that you would think that Seattle was the Mile High City.
Well,
you know why?
Yeah.
Because it's on the water.
All right, then why do they call it the Emerald City?
The Emerald City. There you go. But what's the Mile High City?
Oh, it's there.
Jesus Christ.
Is it Denver, Colorado?
Yes, it is. You get no credit for that because you don't listen.
I know, and I knew it.
Ed in North Hollywood, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hi there, Dan.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Down 600, Malibu.
You happen to know the English language fairly well.
Yeah.
And you know what a contraction is, right?
Sure.
So you've got they'll is for they will. What is won't?
What is won't short for?
Will not.
Hey. There you go. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was a great
dude.
Question. We need more questions like that.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah, boop.
Michelle in Thousand Oaks, you're on 97.1 with the monkey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi.
I want to stop the monkey.
Okay.
All right. So how many U.S. states touch the Pacific Ocean?
That's a great question.
Now think about it. Don't answer so quickly.
Don't jump in.
Now, do I get any money?
Think about it. Malibu, oh. I see those eyes getting all crazy like you think you know.
All right. This is my issue here, dudes.
And stop farting. Are you farting over
Yes, I got tons of gas.
Oh, Bubba.
I'm just controlling it so you don't hear
it. I'm not.
No, not you,
Michelle. Not you.
All right, Malibu, how many states touch the Pacific? And please think about it. Ugh.
Sorry. Oh, my stomach is killing me.
Yeah, no kidding. It's killing me.
You know what, Tim? I think I'm going to go with 4.
Oh,
wait, Malibu. Bubba. Is there 3?
No, but you think you're just going to guess a number? I thought you were going to name them.
Well, no.
You're wrong anyway. But
it's California, Oregon, and Washington.
Okay. And?
And Hawaii.
And?
Alaska.
There you go. How many is that?
5.
There you go. All right, but why wouldn't you stop and think about it?
Well, you know what? I'll be honest with you, Timmy.
That's not what you do.
I'll be honest.
Because I don't do that. No, I actually was going to say 5, but then I thought, you know what?
It's just a guess, so why not say a different number?
No, I was going to say Alaska.
Hey, all right, what's the main ingredient in mayonnaise?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, God, no.
Egg! Eggs!
Okay. That is correct.
God, that was my... I dealt with that crap all week last week, by the way. Oh, yeah. Going into my trabajo and people telling me, hey, right. man.
Hey, Malibu.
Yeah.
Can you name the 7 dwarves?
Uh-oh. Well, can you name 3 of them?
Oh, 3's too easy.
He's not going to get 3.
4.
He's not going to get 4.
4.
Sleepy, dopey.
Angry.
Angry. Sleepy, dopey, grumpy.
Hey, there's three. One more.
Okay. Sleepy, dopey, grumpy. Trying to think.
Sleepy.
Dopey.
Grumpy. Tom.
I really want to say just irritated, but there's no one named irritated, right? Sleepy, dopey, grumpy. Isn't there like a handicap one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There was, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Wheelchairy.
Retardy?
No.
I'm just...
Well, that's actually... There is one that sort of is retardy.
Sleepy, dopey, grumpy. I know. Wait, I'm trying to. Hi ho, hi ho. Off to work we go.
It's not in the song.
Bum, bum, bum,
it's not
bum,
in the song.
Bum,
no. Okay. Sleepy, dopey, grumpy. Okay, hold on. Hold on. I don't want to just guess it because I'm on the verge of catching up here. Can I, is there a lifeline today, tonight?
Mm.
No?
Yeah, real quickly, let's take Jose and Paramount. Can you help him out?
What's up, Timmy?
Can you help him out?
Which one? I wasn't paying attention, but I had another question for him.
The seven dwarves, named four of them.
Grumpy, sleepy.
Dopey.
Dopey. grouchy? I don't know.
All right,
that's
dude.
A Marx brother.
It was your lifeline.
All right, all right. Thanks for your help, man. Did you hang up on that guy?
Yeah. What happens when you're shy? What's that called?
Bash. No, no, no. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to. Bashful? No. When you're shy.
Who do you go see when you're sick?
The doctor. Right?
All right. Now, those are two major hints.
Okay. So when you're nervous, when you're shy, and you're sick. So
yeah, two different dwarfs.
Oh, they're two different dwarfs? It's not one dwarf you're giving me a hint to?
Right.
Okay.
So choose your dwarf.
Okay, I'll get bashful.
Yes, you're right.
Oh, nice.
And we would have also
taken
Doc and Sneezy.
Oh, you actually just gave it to me. Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Doc and Sneezy. Yeah.
Sneezy. Huh.
Is that all seven? One, two,
I think
three,
we left out Happy.
Oh, Happy, right.
Oh, there is a Happy?
Yeah, Happy, Grumpy, Bashful, Doc.
Yeah, I should have known that one.
Sleepy and Sneezy.
I think.
All right. Okay. Malibu Dan, here's a good one. Josh and Whittier, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Good.
All right, what do you got?
What's up, dude?
I started work at 1700. What time did I start work?
Oh, that's a great question.
Great question. And you're still working, right?
No, I just got off right now.
Oh, you got off again. Malibu.
5 o'clock.
Yeah!
You're making a comeback,
five
Malibu.
Five bells, man.
I gotta leave with something, I'm telling you.
Look at you.
Gotta restock my fish aquarium.
Look at you, dude.
All right, come on, buddy.
All right, why would you know the name Fred Rogan?
Oh, he's a sports guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I love Fred.
All right.
Hey, man, that guy's been all over the map lately, huh? Good for
I don't
him.
Know which map?
You know who looks funny? Who's a sports girl? And I don't know if it's because she just gave birth, but is our very own, who we love, Jillian Barbary.
Is that right? She gave birth, huh?
She had a kid not too long ago, but she went through something where, whatever, she's a doll, and we love
she
her.
Went through what?
Well, I don't know. There was something going on with her face. I wasn't sure. Maybe she was losing some of the fun. She's a doll. She's
a female deer is called
a doe.
And, yeah.
Well, that's not the question, but what's the male deer called?
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Rhymes with a swear word.
It does?
It's okay. Not, and it's not snitch. Or runt.
Is it Dolores? You get that? You get
it? Dolores?
It's a Seinfeld. It's a Seinfeld episode.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Hold on one sec. Okay, wait. Is it... What bad word does it rhyme with? Is that It's a big one.
The big one.
Okay, let's go ahead and start with A. Oh, a buck.
All right, Malibu Dan, why would you know this name?
All right.
Reverend Wright.
Oh, dude, that guy is a freaking nut.
Well, why'd you know him?
Because, Barack Obama... It's his old reverend.
Yes, you got it.
That's right.
You're
like, even 20 years.
Armando. You just made the comeback of the century.
Real quickly, Armando in Ontario, then we got to take a break.
I just wanted to ask Malibu Dan, after death and replacements, how many Three Stooges were there altogether?
No, dude, that's not a good question. Name the Three Stooges.
Oh, okay.
Without missing a name, you need to name all Three Stooges.
Okay, Larry. Moe.
Right.
I always get right. I'm all Larry, Moe, and Curly.
Yeah, we would have settled for Shemp too, but congratulations.
Oh, okay, yeah, Shemp. What was the newer one or the older one?
I don't know. All right, Malibu Dan, he's up $100.
Up $100.
Whoa, I need it,
what a
Sammy.
Comeback!
I need it.
All right, Stump the Monkey, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Malibu Dan is with us. He's the monkey, and Sam Simon is with us. He's a major Hollywood producer. And he's going to lay some money on Malibu if he gets enough of these questions right. So far, he's up $100. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, call Tim Conway Jr. now. 520-9710.
This guy's awesome.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Are there any specific sizes on them or no?
No, there's a company called, if you go to chassistech.com, C-H-A-S-I, what is it, S-S-I-S?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Tech, T-E-C-K?
S-S-I-C,
yeah. Yeah, T-E-T-E-C-H, sorry.
.com.
Chassistech.com. They'll probably have what you're looking for. I mean, they got absolutely everything.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan is with us. He's the monkey. Sam Simon's with us. He's a big Hollywood producer, man. S load of money. And Malibu Dan is trying to take some of Sam's money every Monday.
He's trying to take $100 right now.
He's
got $100.
I need it, man. I'm
buying. He was down $800 at one point.
I'm buying my kids books with the money I earn tonight.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk to Allie in the Valley. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
All right.
Let's talk about your boobs.
Sweet. All right, you got a question for the monkey?
Okay. How many inches is in 6 feet?
Okay. Great question. How many inches in 2 yards?
Okay. Hold on. In 2 yards? In six feet?
6 feet, yeah.
Okay, well, there's 12 inches in a foot. So 12, 12, 24. 4 is 48. So it's 48 over here.
Where?
Okay? Over here.
Where's here?
Right here.
Okay. All right, 48
going
over there.
And then I need
to
add another 24.
All right.
Right?
So 48 and
24. 24, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 2. 48, 24, 2. 4, 5, 6, 7, 72.
There you go.
All right. Everybody's happy.
Or you could have gone 3 feet and 36 inches. Let's double that up.
Yeah, but you're really good at math.
No,
no,
I'm
no, you are. You are. You are.
I'm a human being, dude. All right.
Hey, Malibu.
Dude, I just
Malibu,
can you spell the word broccoli?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I?
No.
Damn it.
You are dumb beyond any comparison,
Dougie.
Without warrant, and barren of any ideas.
Dougie,
get off.
Please.
Fun. It's fun.
All right, let's talk to how do you spell broccoli?
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
O-L-I.
What did I say?
I don't know. You got it wrong.
What did I say? I said O-L-I.
Did he?
I think I said O-L-I. B-R-O-C-C-O-L.
Listen, I can play it back for you right here. You can play it back?
All right.
We're in a minute delay, so we can play it back. Here we go.
48, 24, 2. I'm pretty sure I did. 72.
There you go.
All right. Everybody's happy.
Or you could have gone 3 feet 36 inches. Let's double that up.
Yeah, but you're really good at math.
No,
no, no, you are. You are. You are.
I'm a human being, dude. All right.
Hey, Malibu.
Dude, I just
Malibu,
can you spell the word broccoli?
Nah, I don't think so.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Broccoli.
B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I.
Yeah!
All right.
Yeah.
I take it back.
We went to the judges.
We went to the judges.
Right, man.
Great.
Look at you, dude.
Oh, God, it feels good, man.
All right. Fantastic.
Can we go to quits
man.
Now?
All right, let's talk to Ryan in Burbank. You're at 97.1 Free FM. You're on with the monkey.
Hey, what does CSUN stand for?
CSUN, college in the Valley. What does that stand for?
It's Northridge.
That's what it stands for? Why wouldn't they just say N then?
No, I mean, don't buzz me yet. No, I swear to you, cut it out.
CSUN.
But I mean,
this is when you start to stall when you're up.
Okay, CSUN. Well,
C S U N. They all stand for something. What does it stand for?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Cal State University of Northridge.
There you go.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misunderstood. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. Everyone's happy.
How many Supreme Court justices are there?
Okay, here we go.
I've asked you that 20 times, and you've gotten it wrong 20 times.
Can I ask,
then I give you the answer, and you're like, oh, I should have known that.
Can I ask one thing? Is it an odd number?
No, I'm not going to tell you, because you always ask that.
You can't give them hints when it's...
I always tell you it's an odd number, then you say, you know, 501.
Can I say 9?
You can say 9.
9.
9 is correct. Wow, yes. Look at you, dude.
Okay.
All right, Dennis and Bellflower, you're on 97.1.
How about naming the last 5 presidents?
Ooh,
oh, come on.
The last
this guy's
5 presidents.
Gosh.
What's wrong with that, dude? You're starting with George Bush.
George Bush.
Got to go in order.
Bill Clinton.
Right.
George Bush Sr. Ronald Reagan.
And here comes the stumper. Here's the one you always get stumped on.
I do, man.
You always flip out here.
I do. Ronald Reagan. Don't tell me, man.
Before Reagan.
Okay. And this guy didn't get shot or anything, right? He's still kicking.
I'm not going to tell you that.
You're not going to tell me he did get shot or he's still...
No, we're not going to give you a hint.
Man, you make this so hard on me.
No, you should know it. You're an American, you should know it.
Before Ronald Reagan. You know what? I guess I want to say Jimmy Carter. Did I get it right?
It's correct, sir.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Deutsche Jugend. Nach einem
Gosh.
Jahr kann ich euch hier wieder begrüßen.
Who wrote...
Sweaty. I'm sweaty.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
Okay, can I... For half the money, can I say her first name? Because I don't know her last name.
Yeah, if you can say her first name, I'll give you...
It's Betty.
Okay.
Right? Is that right?
No.
It's not? What is it?
She doesn't have a first name.
Who wrote... So everyone's got a first name. Madonna, that's all she's got is a first name. Right? What's her name? The Harry Potter books?
Yeah.
It's a lady that was poor.
There's 2 letters and then her last name.
Oh. Do I still get it if I... Do I still get money if
you're
I get
not,
it?
You're not going to get it.
What? Well, okay, what is it?
Okay, do you want to do it?
No, I don't want to do it because I'll lose. I don't know what it is. I mean...
I'll even give you the 2 letters, JK.
You just gave me the letter, JK.
What's the last name?
JK blank. What's her last name?
Oh, I guess still gets... Will I lose another $100?
Yeah.
Oh, can I pass?
No.
I'm not going to be able to get this. Can I...
JK Rowling. You're not going to get it.
Okay.
All right, what's the total there?
It's 450 now.
450?
Hey!
All right.
Okay.
All right, gang. It is the Tim Conway Jr. show. Yeah, we're done. Malibu Dan stumped the monkeys up 450. Sam's going to have to pay him, and he's pissed.
Yes.
We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Well, we couldn't get anyone else to show up regularly except him.
What an a-hole.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show on 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. The first person that calls 520-9710 is getting Man vs. Wild Collection, 2-disc DVD set. Bear Grylls is back on Friday at 9 p.m., and it's all on the Discovery Channel. John and Jeff join us from the John and Jeff Show. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Timmy?
What's on the big show tonight?
We're going to talk about this guy who locked his daughter in a room for 24 years,
yeah, saw that.
Raped her, and then had 7 kids with her.
Yeah, and the mom didn't know anything about it.
Supposedly.
Yeah, we have a raccoon under our house, and every once in a while I hear that thing immediately. this guy had a family living under him and never heard anything. All right, I got to thank Sam Simon for coming by. The SamSimonFoundation.org.
SamSimonFoundation.org. You got to get your dog spayed, neutered, and you have low income, and any operation your dog or cat needs, do it for you.
SamSimonFoundation.org. If you're broke and you got a pet, you get yourself over there, and he'll operate.
But you
got
to bring proof of low income.
You got to come in a burlap sack and with no shoes and shirt. Yeah. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Stay tuned for John and Jeff immediately here on 97.1 Free FM. This show, the material we put on every night, A++++++. The technical end of the show F minus, 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 minus. And I can't imagine why anyone could listen to this for 3 hours. With the F-ups in there and the timing, the mic's not on, the wrong spots being played, it is just like high school radio. It's like Birmingham High School Radio.